I'm Amy Holmes, and here are just some of the news stories we're following this morning.
Well, we begin in the headlines with some breaking news. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who's visiting Iraq today, says there's a chance of a, quote, modest acceleration in the pace of U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq. Gates says it's possible that one combat brigade would leave Iraq ahead of schedule. The U.S. Coast Guard says the search resumes this morning for dozens of Haitian migrants still missing after their handmade sailboat sank in the Caribbean. We may have some more details later on in this segment. About 100 people have been rescued so far. And Ireland's justice minister says his country will resettle two Guantanamo detainees who will be released soon. The men's identities, travel plans, and new residences will be kept secret. Amy?
Well, John, President Obama heads to North Carolina and Virginia for more health care town halls today. Earlier this morning, I asked my former boss, former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, if he missed being in on the action.
Amy, it is so good to be out of there.
There's a word of progress in the Senate on a plan to squeeze $35 billion in Medicare savings from the health care proposal. Forecasters predict another brutally hot day for the Pacific Northwest. And, John, I can tell you, being from Seattle, 106 degrees.
You're from Seattle?
I am from Seattle,
indeed. 106 degrees in Seattle. That is crazy.
Never remember those numbers.
It doesn't rain. It steams when it gets that hot in the Pacific Northwest. Finally, overseas again. China says it's going to use the death penalty less. China now executes more people than any other country, at least 1,700 a year. They didn't give any indication of numbers. In markets this morning, it looks like future trading suggests a down market when Wall Street opens in about 2 hours from now. But let's begin with some details on that situation we've been following since yesterday. Lieutenant Commander Matt Morlag, spokesman for the U.S. Coast Guard in Miami, joins us, where the search continues for Haitian migrants whose boat capsized yesterday off the Turks and Caicos Islands. At least 15 Haitians are dead, but more than 100 were rescued. Lieutenant Commander Matt Morlag, thanks for being with us. And what's the latest this morning?
Hi, good morning. Unfortunately, the numbers have not changed. We have rescued 118. That number remains the same from yesterday. We still have 15 deceased. We do believe that number will go up. We are going to be searching this morning. Our aircraft are in the air en route to search area to begin their searches today. Weather is a little choppy in the area like it was yesterday,
right,
which will make searching more difficult.
Of course, there's a large Haitian community in South Florida, so I'm sure people's emotions are running high in the Miami area. But we've been told that this was a capsized homemade sailboat. Now, I have in my mind a vision of what a homemade sailboat might look like. You've actually, I believe, have seen at least some sense of what this craft was like. Can you describe it?
Well, we haven't seen this actual vessel. We've not located it, but it's very typical method of how people from Haiti will generally take to the sea, and it includes a sail that is generally homemade and about a 40 to 60 foot hollowed out, you know, type of craft where they just load as many people as they can onto it.
And is the Coast Guard mostly in charge of the rescue? I mean, the capsizing took place off the Turks and Caicos Islands. I suspect they have some responsibility here as well.
Well, the Turks and Caicos police have the lead on this, and we're supporting their search efforts. We bring some assets that some aircraft that can search larger areas. They have small boats that are able to get into the shallower areas. So our search assets complement each other well.
So what's going to happen to the people who were rescued? I mean, they are migrants. They were trying to get a refuge in the United States, where presumably they would have vanished into the South Florida community. But what's the Coast Guard's responsibility here?
The Coast Guard is not the lead agency on this. Those individuals who are rescued are in the Turks and Caicos. They are have been turned over to Turks and Caicos authorities, and it will be up to them to decide what they will do with those individuals.
Is there any precedent for when people are evacuated to islands not part of U.S. territory?
I'm not sure exactly. The government will make a decision on as to whether they are going to repatriate those individuals back into Haiti or keep them in their country.
So, Matt, how much of this is the responsibility of the Coast Guard in the Caribbean? I mean, certainly we've seen enormous migrations from Cuba and Haiti. And, you know, I suspect this is a large part of the Coast Guard's mission in South Florida and the Caribbean.
Well, it is, because we're a life-saving agency, and safety of life at sea is one of our highest priorities. And these are people who need rescuing, and that's what we want to do. We want to try to find as many people as quickly as we can and get them.